Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 668 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Megan, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, an awesome company serving over 3 million small business owners with helping all of us manage our business finances, keeping our books in order from our income to our expenses. You can connect your expenses or your credit cards directly to FreshBooks so that it's all done for you. You know, as soon as you buy something, it's all there in the books already. And with invoicing, they make it super easy. Within 30 seconds, you can just have an invoice done, sent over to whoever it is you're billing, and you can get paid much better, faster, and just look super professional. So you got to check it out. Help them manage your books. FreshBooks.com/AskPat is where you want to go, and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About It section. All right, now here's today's question from Megan.
Hi, Pat. My name is Megan, and I work for a nonprofit. We have a mailing list of about 35,000 people or so, and we send a weekly e-newsletter, like a broadcast email, once per week. We've been doing this for about the past 4 months, but we've reached a point where I'd say we consistently get 25% to about 32% of people to actually open those emails. And I'm trying to figure out if at this point I should research some re-engagement tactics. And I don't really know what those would sound like or what those would be, or if I should just clean my list and take a look at, say, everybody who hasn't opened in the past 6 weeks and just remove those people from my list entirely. I'm not sure what you would do in this situation, so I'd appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
Hey, Megan, thank you so much for the question. First of all, congrats on building such a big list. I think that's fantastic. And here's the good news. 25 to 32% open rate is actually quite high. It might surprise you, but that's really, really good, especially considering how large the list is. I would say average is about 10 to 15, 20 is decent, 25 to 32 is fantastic. Now, I will say that there are ways that you could get a higher open rate, but the first thing I would say is, or ask you, if I had a chance to talk to you directly, would be, are you resending emails out to those who don't open? It's a quick and easy way to get people to make sure that they see the emails that are important that get sent out. Because sometimes people, you know, they see those emails first time, they forget about them, or, you know, they don't even see them because they're getting so many other emails. Resending to those who don't open is totally okay. Now, there are best practices here. I would only do it one time only. And if you're worried about that, maybe doing once every month out of the four emails that you send every week, you send out four emails a month, doing it once a month, if you want to just test it out at first, just to see if that increases your open rate, which I guarantee it will. It always has for me. And then also, I always end up changing the subject line just so it's different. And I end up adding one or two paragraphs in the beginning for those who open it and see that it's resent. You know, some people might know that it's resent, but I always mention that. I'm always honest about it. Hey, guys, I'm resending this to you. Notice that you hadn't opened it, but it's really important. Wanted to make sure you caught it just in case. And that's usually pretty good copy that you can put at the top of that resend. So I don't know what email service provider you're using. I use ConvertKit. Most of them you can really easily send out to those who unopen. But I know with ConvertKit, for example, it's literally just one button to click to resend to unopens, where it then opens up a new broadcast, and then you can resend, you know, you can change the subject line or anything and then resend it out. So that's one thing I would do. So that'll increase your open rate even more and get it to stellar numbers, I'm sure. Secondly, you can start segmenting your list. I don't know if you're doing this already, but I talked about this very much a lot over the past couple of years. And this is the idea of, you know, starting to understand more about who your audience is and putting them into different buckets. I have three buckets in my particular email list. And when people segment themselves, or I help segment them into different buckets based on their level or where they're at in their business, the open rates when they get onto those sequences, even in autoresponder emails that are already written that get sent out, those open rates jump from, similar to what you had in the general email list, from 25 to 32%, all the way up to 60 to 70%. And the reason is because the emails that get sent out are tailored specifically for them and exactly what their big problems are and their pains are and exactly what they're looking for. And with each email, it gets more and more specific, and it continues to increase that open rate because people see that first email, they open it, they're like, wow, this is just for me. And then they open the next one, they're like, wow, this person, you know, Pat knows exactly what I'm going through, what I'm talking about. I'm going to, you know, why wouldn't they open the next emails? Like, they're wanting the next emails. And so when you start to segment your list, when you start to hone in on exactly who they are and what they're looking for, which you can initiate through a survey, or you can, you know, start to ask questions and get people to click through. Again, I don't know what email service provider you use, but ConvertKit makes it really easy to allow your audience who are on your list already, or even not on your list, to, when they get on your list, start to segment themselves into those different sequences and different buckets and whatnot. But that'll help increase your open rates too. Finally, I want to talk about cleaning your list. Cleaning your list is really important, but I wouldn't do it in the first 6 weeks. If people haven't opened an email for 6 weeks, that's a little too early, I feel. I feel like 6 months is enough, and you haven't even had your list for 6 months. And again, you're doing very well. Your list is performing very well. So I wouldn't get discouraged. I would actually be very encouraged. But also, I like the drive to increase the open rates, and I think those couple of tips will help improve it. But cleaning your list up is a great idea. Those who don't open your emails for 6 months, you know, those are people who are obviously not ready to get those emails. And I would send that particular list, if you can segment those people out who haven't opened in that many in that much time, I would send them, you know, two or three more emails telling them, hey, this is your last chance. If you don't open this email, or, you know, you can mention that in the subject line or even in the first paragraph. You know, people start to read the paragraph before they open the email sometimes, because some email service providers or email clients will show you preview. But I would mention, hey, last email I'm going to send unless you open, or something like that. That way you give them one more chance. You know, you don't want to ever delete anybody for no reason. Now, if emails are bouncing back, yeah, that definitely, you know, delete those emails. Or sometimes people will say, hey, I'm no longer at this email address. Just every couple weeks, have somebody on your team go in there and update those emails too. So I think that would help out. Then at some point after 6 months, you can delete those emails. It'll clean up your list. It'll have you not paying as much for that list, because most email service providers, you pay for the number of people on the email list. And you'd have higher open rates. So, Megan, hopefully that helps. And I wish you all the best, and keep up the great work. Thank you so much. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I also want to give a big shout out to FreshBooks and how awesome they are. Helped me out quite a bit, and they can help you out too. Go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section for a 30-day free trial of that software. And finally, as always, I like to end with a quote, and today's quote comes from Don Zimmer. He says, "What you lack in talent can be made up with desire, hustle, and giving 110% all the time." Totally agree. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.